Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
And here we go.
Dr. Evil, we have a problem.
This is going to be cool.
I mean, after all, you're nerds.
They look like a couple of dorks.
Perfect. We couldn't have planned this better.
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
What's happened?
Stuff.
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
What? English, do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Weekend Sports Report. I'm Packer Dave. We got guys who live, eat, breathe sports, reporters from all over North America ready to talk here on the show today. Pat Hughes, the voice of the Chicago Cubs, will join us later in the program talking about the latest in his series, Baseball Voices. You want to hang around to hear all about that. Pat's always a good interview when he comes on the show. John Poulter, our professor of sports, will talk a little baseball, a lot of hockey later in the show. Jeff Rich will look at the slate of NFL games coming up on Sunday and Monday night, and we'll give our opinions and analysis on those. Steve Leventhal will join us with interviews from the Bears coming up. They play the Washington Redskins in Chicago, early game on Sunday. And the Bears at 5-7. The Packers 4 after their miraculous win against the Detroit Lions. We know all about that. They take on the Dallas Cowboys. That's a late Fox game on Sunday at Lambeau Field. We always have fun with the Cowboys in recent years. Have had a lot of success at Lambeau and in Dallas. It's nice that we won our most recent Super Bowl at Jerry World. I always take a lot of pleasure in that. But Green Bay going against Dallas this week. And let's not forget Minnesota blundering the game away on Thursday night against the Arizona Cardinals. Teddy Bridgewater, careless with the football at the end of the game when they were in field goal position and ready to push it into overtime. Now the Vikings find themselves a game behind the Packers, and the Packers have beat them one time this year. So far they own the tiebreaker. They do meet the last week of the regular season at Lambeau Field. But let's hear Mike McCarthy talk about what it takes. This is the month when you got to really do your work. At the end of the regular season in December, and here's Coach Mike McCarthy.
Every year is different, so I don't think you can really just say there's one common thing that runs through all of them. So I think the urgency, the importance, I think any time you go through a long season, a long journey, regardless of the sport that you're in, when you have a process that is successful or has continuity to it, consistency to it, commitment to it, your opportunity for success is higher at the end of it. That's something that I believe in philosophically, and I would say that probably points to being successful that time of year. But to give you specific elements and characteristics of it, you know, it definitely varies each year.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, you know, this is the time of the year, just like Mike McCarthy was talking about there, and each game means a lot. There's a sense of urgency. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
Try and be consistent on offense. You know, we've been up and down most of the year with us, so we need to strive for more consistency. You know, we got 4 games against teams that are all in the mix, starting with Dallas this weekend. You know, everybody's playing for something, so it'll be, the playoff-style atmosphere and energy. So we got to bring it. Each of these games is so important, you know, for seeding and for division. Obviously, we're tied for the division lead right now with the tiebreaker, but we got Minnesota at the end of the year, so it's each one of these games are very important. The early games can kind of set you up for the ability to have things in place, but we obviously didn't do that in the second part of our season, so we're gonna have to fight and claw to kind of get in this thing, and all these games are going to be very important to achieving that first goal.
That clip from Rodgers was obtained prior to Minnesota shooting themselves in the foot Thursday night. So we actually do have a one game or a half game lead on him right now. Clay Matthews is not taking the Cowboys lightly. Here's linebacker Clay Matthews.
They're a very talented team. I mean, you look at some of the statistics that their team possesses, especially on offense, it plays in their favor, but they're dealing with a situation where they've lost their starting quarterback, and they've had to adapt. So that's the biggest difference from what we saw last year to this year. But you know, with Castleback there, they're obviously going to, you know, still try and, you know, run the same type of offense they've had in years prior. But, you know, as when we lost Aaron, I mean, it takes some, you know, some figuring out as far as what you want to excel at and, you know, protecting certain aspects of the game. So, you know, but at the same time, I mean, you know, we're not going into this game thinking, you know, their quarterback's down. We can let up. This is, you know, last quarter of the season. This is when we need to be playing our best ball, and hopefully that win last week can, you know, hopefully galvanize this team and propel us into some more victories.
It will be appropriate for all that is right seeing Green Bay destroy Dallas at Lambeau Field this Sunday. I hope they have a lot of shots of Jerry Jones in his press box as the Cowboys are getting kicked around Lambeau Field. We got Bears discussion coming up on the program. So stay with us. It's the Weekend Sports Report.
Decorating for the holidays should be a joyful time, but it can put a pinch on your budget. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about an economical approach to Christmas trees right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. These days, a nice artificial Christmas tree can cost $100 or more, but you can save big on a live Christmas tree if you do the cutting yourself. No, I'm not talking about chopping one out of your neighbor's yard. You can find a tree farm that allows you to cut it yourself, and you'll save money, get a fresh tree, and enjoy a family outing all at the same time. Folks in suburban communities can count on spending $30 to $45 for a tree, while those in outlying areas will pay a bit less. You don't need a truck because most Christmas tree farms will shake the tree to remove the loose needles and then package and load it for you. But remember, get it into water within 2 hours after cutting. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll. The Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects. The safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
We are back on the Weekend Sports Report. I'm Packer Dave. A lot coming up on the show. We're going to be talking all kinds of games for this weekend with Jeff Rich after we're done with this coming segment. And then John Poulter joins us later in the program, hockey and baseball, and Pat Hughes, the voice of the Chicago Cubs. All coming up here on the Weekend Sports Report. But now, from Chicago, we bring in Steve Leventhal. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave.
All right. Good to have you in. Of course, you accumulated some audio here for the Chicago Bears. Robbie Gould blows the game and basically the playoff chances for the Bears last week when he shanks a 36-yard field goal at the end of regulation. What were you thinking when that happened? Because I was like, well, the Bears are going to win here and be right in the mix. Now they're not.
Well, it's so interesting because he's up until recently been the model of consistency. And as you know, a lot of kickers early in the season lost their jobs. But Robbie is still usually good as money, one of the most accurate kickers, certainly in Bears history, if not NFL. And, yeah, he definitely missed two putts to the left.
Yeah, well, Kevin Butler used to kick for the Bears in the 80s, I think early 90s. His kid is the punter for the Arizona Cardinals. I didn't even know that till last week. But Robbie Gould, yeah, he's been great. And then just recently, he's awful. And that happened to Mason Crosby of the Packers a couple of years ago. Just couldn't hit the side of a barn for a while. He worked through it. McCarthy stuck with him. A lot of people wanted him out of town. But, you know, I guess that's the life of these field goal kickers. But it's just such a shame for the Bears when they get down there. If they kick this field goal, the game's over. It's a 36-yarder. It's a chip shot. And he misses. And then they lose in overtime to the 49ers. So he kind of cost him a playoff spot with this. Let's hear from Robbie Gould.
Yeah, and he wasn't shy about talking about it. And he's, you know, as he says, he's not shirking the media. It's part of his responsibility.
Well, like I said, Steve, let's hear from Robbie Gould.
I rushed both of them. That's what I said on Sunday. I mean, that still hasn't changed. Obviously, that's exactly what happened. And I went wide left on both of them. And usually that's what happens. If I slow down, which I normally would, my miss would be wide right, which I think I've had four game winners like that I've missed in my entire career. So I remember those more than the other ones that I've made. So you learn from it, you move on, and obviously I got to get ready for the next opponent.
You file those away specifically, those ones?
I know most of them, and most of them come against Minnesota. So, you know, those are the kicks that you learn from. You know, obviously you can stand in front of a camera when everything's great, but obviously when things are bad, you got to stand up in front of the camera too and admit when you're wrong. And I think something that's special about this team is kind of the bond that everybody has and the ability for everybody to take the accountability for things that they had messed up. And obviously I've done that my entire career, and it's not going to change anytime soon. And it probably won't change whenever I'm out of this career either. So I'm just excited. I'm excited to hit the next kick.
Well, if you're excited to hit the next kick, it probably won't have playoff implications like that one did. The Bears media yucking it up there with Robbie Gould. But I got to tell you, that was a killer. And, you know, for somebody that's supposed to hit those, he really cost the Bears in that one. I actually, as a Packer fan, I felt bad for the Bears. Okay, Steve, let's hear from John Fox. Martellus Bennett, the tight end, he goes on injured reserve, one of their big weapons now out. And Fox talks about that.
You know, he got a fractured rib against Denver a couple weeks back. You know, it flared up to the point where we didn't bring him to Green Bay. You know, he tried to gut it up and go, you know, this past week. And, you know, it just wasn't going to work. And the only real way to fix him is to, you know, let it rest to heal. Playing football is not real conducive to healing ribs. So, you know, we determined to, you know, IR him. It was best for us and him moving.
All right, John Fox. Now let's hear from Vic Fangio talking about the Redskins coming to town. Early game on Fox, and he's a defensive coordinator for the Bears. He talks about the Washington offense.
Very talented offense. You know, they got a good group of receivers with DeSean Jackson, Garcon. They got the rookie out of Duke who's done a nice job for them. Jordan Reed's an excellent receiving tight end. Got a good stable of backs, and you know, they're an impressive, talented group on offense. Well, I've only watched the last six or seven games or so, but he's a very competent quarterback, one that I know they feel very comfortable with. He runs their offense extremely well. He's a good reader of coverages, knows where to go with the ball, and does a good job with their boot game.
All right, Vic Fangio, Bears defensive coordinator. Now let's hear from the coach of the Washington Redskins, Steve, Jay Gruden. What did he comment on, Steve?
Well, he was talking about the Bears team and previewing their offense and defense.
All right, let's hear from Gruden.
They're a good football team. You know, it starts with a great quarterback and obviously Alshon Jeffery, excellent receiver and a solid running game. They're pretty darn good up front and they can move the ball a lot of different ways. They got some good screens and they can throw the ball down the field to Jeffery and of course Forte, he can hurt you really bad in the running game and Langford's proven to be a pretty good back also. So they got a lot of weapons offensively and defensively. You know, I think they're a good football team. Tracy Porter's playing well for them at corner. Their pass rush has been pretty consistent for the most part. You know, Coach Fangio does an excellent job of masking his intent and being a very sound defensive football coach where it's going to be tough to get the balls down the field. We're going to have to work for every yard that we get. We're going to have to be protective of the football and go from there.
And you know Vic Fangio was a candidate for the same job in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the Bears and the Redskins on Sunday should be interesting because Washington is in that playoff hunt in the NFC East. Three teams at 5-7, the Cowboys at 4-8, and the Cowboys play Green Bay this week.
The Bears are 1-5 at home this year, if you can believe that. Not playing too well in the friendly confines of Soldier Field.
Now, we bring in from the Sports Byline USA radio network. You can hear him 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 a.m. Pacific Time at sportsbyline.com. And he's also the host and producer of the Suits and Laterals podcast. And big involvement with morethanafan.net. He's got a lot of hats in the ring. His name is Jeff Rich. Jeff, welcome to the show today.
Hey, thanks for the introduction, Dave. You know, always like coming here to talk football with you guys on the weekends.
Okay, now, Jeff, of the three that I mentioned, Sports Byline, morethanafan.net, and suitsandlaterals.com, give us a nice description of one of them and what goes on with it. Then we'll get into the football.
Well, yeah, I'm the editor-in-chief of morethanafan.net, and we try to capture sports commentary, try to get those opinions from different parts of the country so that it's not all written from an Arizona point of view, a Cleveland point of view, a Los Angeles point of view or whatever. So we kind of weigh in on the games. We don't recap anything. We just give our opinions. And you can find those Suits and Laterals podcasts at morethanafan.net. We cross-publish over there as well.
Can you find our show at morethanafan.net?
If you'd like to, we can work something out offline.
That'd be real swell. Let's do that. That's good. That would probably triple our audience right there.
Well, maybe quadruple. That and all the Emmy voters that have given you such prestigious awards here.
All right, let's look at the slate of games. First off, let's talk about the Thursday night game. The Cardinals get away with a 3-point win against Minnesota. You know, what is Teddy Bridgewater doing being loose with the ball back there when they're in field goal range?
You know, he's a young guy. There's just mistake. You know, it's easy to sit on the couch and, you know, evaluate these mistakes and say, what is he doing? But, you know, when you're out there, heat of the moment, you're trying to make a play. And, you know, there's Teddy Bridgewater just, you know, carrying the ball like a loaf of bread. And it ends up costing his team in the end. But, you know, the Arizona Cardinals really outplayed the Vikings that entire game. You know, they counted on the big play, but in the end, you know, I think you see why one team is, you know, has two losses and the other one has five.
I thought Minnesota played pretty well, but I just, you know, those kind of mistakes at the end of the game, it's just something you can't do. You're there to tie the game, push it into overtime. You're in position and then critical mistakes like that. Okay, let's look around the rest of the league. Of course, we talked about the Bears. Washington coming into Chicago. It looks like a kind of a toss-up to me, but I'll give the Bears home field advantage and pick them. What about you?
Oh, absolutely. The Bears are starting to get it with John Fox and Adam Gase and you know everybody that's there. Washington's kind of surprisingly doing well at 5-7. I know the 5-7 doesn't mean anything in the rest of the NFC, but when you play in that Eastern Division and you're watching Monday Night Football and you see that the 3-7 Cowboys or 3-8 or whatever they were going in are, you know, in the hunt, it's kind of disgusting. I look at these teams with seven losses and I think that they have to win out to have any shot at the playoffs. And I don't think either one of these teams is capable of doing that.
It's disgusting. It's true. Three teams at 5-7, one at 4-8 in that division. It's ridiculous. But, you know, the same thing with the Bears as the Vikings, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. Last week, they had a 36-yard field goal to win, attempt to win the game in regulation. They blow that. Before that happened, they allowed Blaine Gabbert to look like Jim Brown and run nearly 50 yards right up the middle for a touchdown for San Francisco to be able to get back in that game and then choke in overtime. The Bears could have been 6-6. Now they're 5. And right in it with everybody else, now they're 5-7 and on the outside looking in.
Okay, yeah, it definitely changes the shape of your season when, you know, when you're in one of those pivotal games where you could, you know, stay at 500 or drop two games below. And, you know, the Bears failed to do so. I will say that Blaine Gabbert's playing surprisingly well after how disastrous his run in Jacksonville was.
I agree. Okay, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. I think this is a good one. Cincinnati's at home here. I will take them just because of that. But I think Pittsburgh's playing well and would be one of those teams you don't want to see in the playoffs. Okay, so Jeff, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Well, as the calendar turns to December, January, that's when the Cincinnati Bengals kind of melt at midnight or whatever. I like the Steelers in this one. I think that they're figuring it out. They're playing with a skeleton crew. They're trying to, you know, get by without, you know, without the likes of Troy Polamalu and, you know, everybody else that departed that defense. This is a team that's really held serve really well. I thought that they were going to lose a lot of, like, 45-32 type of games, and we are seeing those in the NFL. But their defense has stepped up. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, you can't bet against him, and he's going up against Andy Dalton. So I like the Steelers in that one.
Buffalo at Philadelphia is an interesting game. Both teams vying for playoff position. I do like Buffalo coming into Philadelphia, though. The Eagles, you know, they just, I just don't even see them finishing over 500. What about you?
No, this is, you know, it's tough to sustain Chip Kelly's system on a 16-game schedule. You know, he got away with it in Oregon where they get a lot of time off between games. Sometimes you get two bye weeks. I think the season, the weather, and everything else is just really taxing on the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, the Bills, on the other hand, they've added Rob Ryan to the mix, so that's got to be a mark against them. Because he is coaching there in some capacity after he's been fired by just about every team in the NFL as a defensive coordinator. Hasn't gotten a look at it as a head coach. But I like the Bills in this one. It's kind of interesting that, you know, Shady McCoy can't get over being traded away. You know, he was supposed to be a better weapon in Buffalo's offense, and it just hasn't quite panned out.
Okay, Dallas at Green Bay. This should be a lot of fun for the Packers, but I thought that would be the same scenario for the Bears when they came into Green Bay and actually came out and beat Green Bay. But Dallas, they lose last year in Green Bay in the playoffs. A few years before that, they get shellacked, and Wade Phillips loses his job after that game. Green Bay goes into Dallas and wins the Super Bowl a few years ago. They've really had Dallas's number. It's been great to watch. And I don't see much changing on Sunday there. That's a late Fox game. But Green Bay they got lucky against the Lions. So Dallas coming off a win, maybe they have a chance. What do you think?
No. I am going to be a big Packers fan. I'm tired of hearing about the Cowboys. I'm tired of listening at 3-8, now 4-8. I just don't think that they have the horses to get it done. You know, it was supposed to not be that much of a transition losing DeMarco Murray, but they haven't figured it out on the offensive side of the ball. Not having number 9 there really hurts. And I think that a lot of Cowboys fans are going to say Dez caught the ball. And, you know, I think the Packers really need to put together a convincing win to eliminate that talk, basically.
And if they do, it's for all intents and purposes a 2-game lead over Minnesota at that point, because they own the tiebreaker, although they play the Vikings the last game of the season, and the Packers play the Cardinals here in a couple weeks. So there's some teams coming in that play Green Bay, that Green Bay goes to, with playoff implications there. Should be an interesting few weeks, but I do think they take care of business against Dallas. They should, anyway, at home. And then the Sunday night game, good one, New England at Houston. New England a bit depleted, both offensively and defensively, due to injury. And Houston really showing something in recent weeks. At Houston, I like Houston in this game.
You know, it's kind of surprising, but I would, too, if the Patriots weren't coming off a 2-game losing streak. I think that they're going to come angry after the Philadelphia game. And, It's not to take anything away from Houston. I think Houston's still got a great shot to win the AFC South, but Brady figures it out. You know, the more time he gets to practice with the taxi squad, the better the taxi squad is going to be, become being surrounded by Tom Brady.
Okay, and the Giants at Miami for the Monday night game. I guess there's some interest there just based on the fact that the Giants are trying to win the NFC East. Not that great a game, but it'll probably get good viewership because of the Giants. I like the Giants in that game. What say you?
Battle of two 5-7 teams that are very different. I think the Dolphins are lucky to be 5-7. They played some inspired football under Dan Campbell right after they released Joe Philbin. And, to get the Giants to play well, you got to start talking about Tom Coughlin's job, because once you start talking about Tom Coughlin's job, they're going to finish 9-7. They're going to advance far in the NFC playoffs. I don't know if this is a year that they win the Super Bowl, but the Giants and the Packers alike are too good to be in division races that are this close.
Yeah, and the Giants have lost a lot of games that they should have won. A lot of people say last week they should have won. The Giants and Jets go into overtime, and the Jets prevail. So we'll see what happens there. All right, Jeff, now give us a wrap-up on what's going on in college football right now.
Not a lot of drama at the end. The playoff committee, this is their second year. They've really stressed that winning your conference is important. So the one team, maybe the two teams that are on the outside looking in, the one being Ohio State with one loss, but they lost basically a pseudo quarterfinal to Michigan State. Didn't get into the Big Ten championship. So Michigan State returns to the Cotton Bowl, where they had a nice win against Baylor a year ago. Alabama, a completely different foe. Big Ten's best against Alabama last year. The Big Ten prevailed, and let's see if Michigan State kind of follows that model and can take it to the Alabama Crimson Tide. And then in the other one, you got two really interesting teams. I almost wish that this could be the championship between Clemson and Oklahoma. Oklahoma slipped up once against Texas. The committee forgave it. I think Oklahoma's playing the best football going in. I think that they could play with all three of these football teams. You have two semifinal games. I think that you're going to have Oklahoma and Alabama in the championship. And I actually like the Oklahoma Sooners and Bob Stoops to win the second college football playoff.
All right, Jeff. Check him out Sunday morning, sportsbyline.com, 11 to 1 Eastern time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, sportsbyline.com. Jeff Rich, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Look forward to doing it again next week.
All right, we will do it again next week. We'll be back with a lot more. Pat Hughes, the voice of the Chicago Cubs, will join us next. Also, we'll go to John Poulter, our professor of sports from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We'll talk a little baseball after Pat and some hockey, of course, when we return on the Weekend Sports Report.
If you're like me, you prefer the look and aroma of a live Christmas tree, but you also know how quickly they can dry out. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to keep your tree watered right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
If you have a live Christmas tree, you already know how important it is to keep it watered regularly. Nothing can spoil the Christmas mood as much as a dry tree that sheds its needles every day by the pound. To keep from having to stoop down and pour water into a tree stand every other day and risk spilling it all over the floor, try this. Attach a small section of garden hose to a regular funnel. Make sure the diameter of the funnel spout will fit snugly into the hose. Feed the hose up the trunk line and place the funnel just inside the branches of the tree, about 3 feet off the floor. Now, when it's time for watering, simply pour the water into the funnel. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-735-0497 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-735-0497. That's 1-800-735-0497. Again, 1-800-735-0497.
Dave here. Want to offer some good online music sites if you like listening to music online. ZCom Radio. They have two different stations. Gems plays Ricky Nelson, Herman's Hermits, Buddy Holly, Fats Domino. And The Choice plays stuff like Boston, the Doobie Brothers, Stones, Peter Frampton. You got MileHighRadio.com. They do Dan Fogelberg, The Band, Poco, The Eagles, The Outlaws, and SoftHits.net. They've got Elton John, Tina Turner, James Taylor, Carly Simon, Simon and Garfunkel, and more. Online radio.
Hey, Packer Dave, this is Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. And, you know, when we think of cheeseheads in Wisconsin, your name immediately comes to mind. Not only cheesehead, but curdle cheese. When they talk about curdle cheese, letting it go sour, it's you, Dave. And we thank you for that, Packer Dave.
I actually like the cheese curds the best. You go to northern Wisconsin, some of those places up there, get the fresh cheese curds. I'm telling you, they can't be beat. Packer Dave, along with Steve Leventhal, now we bring in the voice of the Chicago Cubs, Pat Hughes. And Pat used to work with Bob Uecker. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just trying to remember what my cholesterol count is as we begin this interview.
Was it higher when you were in Wisconsin than Illinois?
Quite possibly, considering all of the cheese intake. Yes, and thanks for asking. I don't think anybody's ever asked me that question before.
What about Johnsonville brats from the Sheboygan area? You a big fan of those like I am?
I enjoyed them. I remember they had something similar to the press box. And I used to chomp those all the time. Yes, that's a good memory.
They must have had Clement sausages there because those are the ones that do the sausage races, right? Clements?
They could have. And then with the Cubs, there was a pitcher named Matt Clement. So I got a little disoriented there.
And you right. Wonder why people from Wisconsin are large.
Mostly just the women, Steve. Come on. No, I'm just kidding, Pat. That's really not true. All right. Well, and Johnsonville Brats, by the way, available nationwide, not just in Wisconsin. Good stuff. Okay, Pat, now you and Steve have worked on baseball voices over the years. And Steve, why don't you set this up? Because we got new CDs coming out.
We got a brand new CD that Pat just finished, and the timing couldn't have been better because he chose as a subject Kansas City Royals longtime voice Denny Matthews.
Okay, so Pat, tell us about Baseball Voices.
Well, these are commemorative audio tributes to baseball's greatest announcers, and we have produced all 14 in the series at the SRN Broadcast Studios in Lake Bluff, Illinois. That is where Steve Leventhal has been involved as an engineer and part-time producer, and he's great to work with, and we used to take 2 or 3 weeks to knock out a CD, but now we've been able to streamline things considerably, and we're able to usually get it done in a couple of studio sessions over a couple of afternoons. So we enjoy it, but they are the life stories of these great announcers. Denny Matthews, for example, the latest, has been on the job since day one. in 1969 when Kansas City began a franchise as the Royals. Denny has been one of their announcers every year since. It's an amazing run of longevity and consistency. And he's also one of the best people that I've met in the game. He's from a small town, Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, that area. And he's just very, very solid. He was a good athlete himself. He's precise. He's accurate. He has a good sense of humor. But it has a lot of highlights with George Brett. It has the most recent World Series title. Got highlights from the series between the Royals and the Mets. It has some postseason glory. That's one of the titles of the tracks from 2014. It's got the George Brett game, the famous, at least for Kansas City Royals fans, it's famous, Game 3 of the 1985 American League Championship Series, when George Brett went 4-for-4 with two home runs, a double, a single, and scored the winning run and also made some good defensive plays. It's got Denny's biggest calls, his life story, his Cooperstown speech, and some of his early days of broadcasting. And it's available at baseballvoices.com.
Yeah, baseballvoices.com. So I know we've worked on these for a long time, but, you know, I don't even know if I know the original story. How did you decide to actually get involved in this project?
Well, I think really, Steve, that various tributes had been sent to me over the years, and these were in the forms of cassette tapes or even reel-to-reels going back many years, or CDs. And they would be tributes put together by people who were not really broadcasters and not really producers, for that matter. And I thought, you know what, let me try to put one together on Jack Buck. And if you recall, Steve, that was our very first one back in the winter of 05 and 06. And I just wanted to see how much work would be involved, if I could do it a little bit better than some of the ones that I had received in the mail over the years. And I'm not saying that I did or not, but the fans seem to like what we do. And the first two CDs, Jack Buck and Harry Carey, their release coincided with the Cardinals World Championship of 2006. So the timing was very favorable. Fans bought a ton of them in the first month or two. I got a lot of great feedback. I got a lot of repeat customers. So I figured I must have done something right. And it has just kind of taken on a life of its own. And now I've done at least one and sometimes two CDs every year since. And you and I just put together our 14th installment a few weeks ago.
Go ahead, Dave.
Now, Pat, give us the names of some of the announcers that you've covered.
Well, I'll tell you what, it started with Jack Buck and Harry Carey. And we got Marty Brenneman, Mel Allen, Bob Uecker, Ron Santo, Milo Hamilton, Red Barber, Harry Callis, Bob Prince, Dave Niehaus, Chuck Thompson, Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons together on one CD, and the most recent, Denny Matthews. There you go.
Okay, when are you going to do one on yourself?
Well, I think that would be rather egocentric and presumptuous to do something like that. So, no, but if you would do it, I will be happy to slap a 20 on you, Packer Dave.
Okay. Well, if I get to work so closely with Steve like you did, maybe I don't need the $20. Just the excitement of being with Steve that much would suffice. How about that?
Well, that could very well be. And whatever the reason that that you find necessary to put together a CD, I'm sure it'll be the right one. But no, I would never do something on myself. That would not be something I would have any interest in doing. I enjoy doing it on the other guys, and I would never put one together on me.
Okay, baseballvoices.com is the website, baseballvoices.com. Let's talk about the Cubs this year. I know it's early, but what are your thoughts for the 2016 season?
You're right, it is early. It's only December. We have a full 4 months until opening day. So I would say that the Cubs have a lot of great young players, but they signed John Lackey as a free agent the other day. I think they may do something else during these meetings, and I'm sure they will make other moves between now and opening day. But I think the future looks very, very bright for the Chicago Cubs, especially in the next few years. I really do.
And Pat, it was a lot of excitement in Chicago this year, a lot more than has been in recent memory on the north side. What were some of your favorite moments of this most recent season?
I would say beating the Cardinals in the postseason series would be right at the top of the list. I would say just watching the young players like Chris Bryant and Kyle Schwarber and Addison Russell. Addison made a phenomenal defensive play for the final out to beat the Cardinals in a game in September. Watching Jake Arrieta perform unbelievably well on the mound. His no-hitter was a great thrill for me at the end of August at Dodger Stadium. Even though it was the Cubs, I also covered Cole Hamels' no-hitter. That was fun. But I would say just watching the young team come together and win 97 games. It turned out to be a powerhouse of a team. And then winning the wild card game, Jake Arrieta pitched a shutout. And then the Cubs beat the Cardinals in that postseason series. That's something I will never forget. And even though it was a disappointing finish, being swept by the Mets in the National League Championship Series, the ending somehow felt also like a beginning of many successful Octobers to come.
All right, Pat Hughes with us, the radio voice of the Chicago Cubs. And I want to talk to you about that in itself, Pat. There are only a certain number of these jobs in Major League Baseball, or in any professionals, in all professional sports. Tell us about what it's like to be the play-by-play announcer of such a proud franchise and, what it's like to do this every year.
I would say many words come to mind. Exhilarating, exciting, challenging, demanding, exhausting, intense, not easy, but never boring. Never boring being the voice of the Cubs. I have a great partner now in Ron Coomer. Now we have a good team to cover, but there are so many fans involved. The attention on the franchise is incredible. The enormous number of people that follow Cubs baseball, the size of the sponsorship dollars, that's something that adds pressure. The listening audience, the numbers there, that adds to the intensity. But I will say that the audience is perhaps the sweetest, kindest, most gracious listening audience that any broadcaster could ever hope to perform for. So those are some of the thoughts. But I love it. It's not nearly as easy or as much fun as you might think it is, but it's not a bad way to go through life when people call you the voice of the Cubs. And by the way, when I got this job in 1995, late 95, 96 was my first year, they called me the Cubs. And now 20 years later, they're still calling me the voice of the Cubs. It sounds to me like I have not had a job promotion in about two decades.
No, and Dave, it's good. And what makes Pat sort of unique among a lot of these broadcasters is, not every game is going to be exciting start to finish. So there's always time to fill. And one thing is Pat's ability to recall some similar incident that might have happened 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, sitting there talking about some catch. Oh, yeah, I remember when so-and-so made this catch in Milwaukee, and it was this game, and that ain't like, don't understand how you can remember all that stuff.
Well, that's my job, and I read every day, and I am lucky that I have a decent ability to recall things. But, you get on the air, there's no script. That's what makes it difficult. People think that just because an announcer might make it sound easy, that it is easy, but it's not. Try it yourself sometime. Turn on a ball game on TV and turn the sound down. Get a recording device, put it in your hand, and just call a half inning or call a series of downs in football or a 5-minute segment in a basketball game. Go ahead and just do a little play-by-play and then play it back and see how it sounds.
Well, preparation, determination, hard work, a commitment to excellence, those are all things this show lacks, but I'm glad we have someone like you on that does those kind of things.
Yeah, it's hard enough to play second banana to Packer Dave, let alone try to do play. But I've actually tried that a little bit. And yeah, I will absolutely agree. It is not in any way, shape, or form an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of skill.
You can barely make it through this show, Steve. Come on, an inning of baseball? Give me a break. All right, Pat Hughes, baseballvoices.com. That's where you go. all the great voices throughout the years, baseballvoices.com. Hey, Pat, thanks very much for coming on the show again, and we'll have you once spring training starts cranking up.
That is, if this interview proves to be fruitful for my business enterprise.
Don't count on it, but have a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Take care, Pat. All right, moving on now, we go to our professor of sports from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We're going to talk a little bit baseball and a little bit of hockey here in this segment. He is John Poulter. John, thanks for coming on the Weekend Sports Report. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to join you guys and talk sports. One of the best things that happens is the opportunity to talk sports, and we get the opportunity to do that each and every week. So things are good, and having a little bit of nice weather here in Toronto. It's 52 Fahrenheit, and it's sunny. Haven't had any snow yet, so we're keeping our fingers crossed.
They don't think it's going to be a white Christmas there. I'm in Arizona with 77 degrees yesterday, but it's going to get really chilly the next few days. The highs only in the low 60s. Brr, that's not good. A lot of people don't know that Toronto is not way, way up north like Yellowknife or something like that. Everybody thinks Canada is always covered in ice, and it's not true. Toronto's about the level of where Detroit would be or Milwaukee would be.
So, yeah, more along the lines of Milwaukee.
All right, John. Well, let's look at baseball right now. In Arizona, the Diamondbacks signed Zach Greinke. A lot of people in Arizona think they overpaid. What about you?
Well, I think whoever signed Greinke was going to overpay. That was basically his rationale for opting out of his free agent contract with the Dodgers. I think the other factor was that he didn't want to play second banana to Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers. This is his chance to be number one, and it's a chance to earn about $34 million a year. And let's face it, that's $34 million good reasons for moving. Arizona is a great place to live. It's a place where a baseball player can live off-season and in-season, so it's not as disruptive for a family. And the Diamondbacks have clearly shown the willingness to spend some money. And they followed that up with a trade with the Atlanta Braves for starting pitcher Shelby Miller, which cost the Diamondbacks a couple of good prospects, which may come back to bite them in the rear end a couple of years down the road. But they're clearly building for the present. And what it's done is put them right into that mix with the Dodgers and the Giants for the National League West. So I think what's traditionally been a two-team race out there in the west of the National League, we're now going to see it a three-cornered race. And Greinke's going to find himself in a little bit different situation because now he's going to be going up against the Bumgarners. He's going to be going up against the Kershaws. He's going to be drawing the number one pitcher on the other team more often than he did when he was with the Dodgers. So it'll be interesting to see how he works through that. But at the end of the day, I think it's a good move for all. I guess the Dodgers might disagree. The only thing it does for the Dodgers is it frees up a little bit of that payroll space that they have. And they were close to $300 million at one time. So they may welcome the move financially, but certainly on the field, it's not going to help the Dodgers, Dave.
All right, John, what about the rest of the baseball world?
Well, the winter meetings just concluded in Nashville. Quite a few signings, quite a few trades were made. Nothing really grandiose in terms of signings. There was some, I guess Ben Zobrist going to the Cubs might be the biggest signing, 4 years, $56 million. He's obviously going to slot in as their everyday second baseman. And there was sort of some question as to where Zobrist's best position was. And most people think, although he's very adept at a number of positions, the majority of baseball people would probably say that second base is his best position. And that allowed the Cubs to trade current second baseman Starlin Castro to the New York Yankees for some pitching help. So all in all, it helps the Cubs in a lot of ways. Reunite Zobrist with John Madden went from their days in Tampa Bay. So from that standpoint, great moves by the Cubs. I would say so far in this offseason, Arizona and the Cubs are probably the number one and number two teams in terms of achieving what they set out to achieve in the offseason.
Okay, John Poulter, our professor of sports. Now let's move quickly to hockey. And, of course, you're in Canada, and that's what they live for, right? So tell us what's going on in the realm of hockey right now?
Well, in the last week, we've seen the league get a little streaky, both winning and losing streaks, Eastern Conference and Western Conference. Los Angeles Kings starting to show why they're a quality team. They've now won five in a row. The Diamondbacks going the opposite, losing five in a row. And the Montreal Canadiens, who have been at the top spot in the Eastern Conference for most of this season, all of a sudden find themselves only 1 point ahead of the Washington Capitals, 2 points ahead of the New York Rangers, and the Canadiens have just lost four in a row, including a game against Boston on Wednesday night that they were up 1-0 going into the third period. They had played very well, but they ended up losing that game 3-1. So I would suspect that Montreal is coming back to reality a little bit. The Blackhawks seem to be very streaky. I'm not really sure what to think of the Chicago Blackhawks. They go four or five games, play really well against good teams, and then they go three or four games against teams that you would expect them to beat, and they're struggling.
All right, John. Well, hockey and baseball, we're going to do it again next week. We appreciate you coming on the show, and look forward to talking to you one more time before the Christmas hits right here in Arizona, and they have it up there too, so...
We're a little closer to the North Pole, so we probably get an opportunity to see Mr. Claus before you folks down in the sunny south do.
All right, John. Well, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Weekend Sports Report. Remember, you can check us out online. You can go to internetfm.com, internetfm, just like fmradio.com. You can also check us out at iTunes. You can hear us Fridays on milehighradio.com, Saturdays on zcomradio.com. That's the choice channel. And, of course, the easiest way, new podcast posts on Friday, and you can go to packerdaveshow.com. And get it, PackerDaveShow.com. So, for John Poulter, for Steve Leventhal, for Pat Hughes, for Jeff Rich, and for me, Packer Dave, thanks a lot. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right, tough guy.
Bye-bye.
Come back.
Goodbye.
Tell you what, Dipstick, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I hear you, Fruitcake.
Oh, it's hopeless. I ought to club them and eat their bones.
Goodbye.
Now, you ladies, carry on.
Excellent.
See you later, pal. I'm going home.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm glad that's over. Now it's over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Let's get out of here.
By now, I'm sure many of you are already enjoying the sight and the smell of a real Christmas tree in your home. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping it safe this holiday season right after this.
The bathroom is one of the main sources of excess moisture and humidity in the home, both of which are signs of poor indoor air quality. Poor indoor air quality can lead to health issues such as increased allergy symptoms, asthma, or respiratory problems. Make sure to use the ventilation fan in your bathroom not only while you shower, but also for 10 minutes afterwards. For a hands-free operation, use a Brone humidity sensing or motion sensing ventilation fan. You can learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
This time of the year, there are a few things that get us in the holiday spirit as well as a real Christmas tree. But unfortunately, a dry-cut evergreen tree can also become a raging inferno in seconds. It's important to never let a fresh tree dry out, so here's a few tips. Check the tree stand's water reserve frequently, and particularly when you first bring it into the home. Never let the water drop below the bottom of the tree. If the needles become brittle or drop off excessively, the tree is just too dry. Be sure to locate the tree away from heat sources like radiators, fireplaces, and hot air vents. Finally, only use UL-approved lights on your tree and never burn candles anywhere near it. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's owner.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Service and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket. Paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll. The Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects. The safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.